don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Happy New Year. Yep, this is the New Year's edition to your Herb Talk, and we're happy to be with you. Hope 2013 is a healthy and prosperous new year for you all out there. And we've got a great show. We are going to be talking about, you know, did we get healthier in the modern age, or did we just swap out diseases? Well, we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about weight loss because that's what most people start thinking about in the new year after all that, you know, partying and feasting over the holidays. And if we get time, we'll talk about our liver. And, you know, coming up in January, we have some guests. And, by the way, we're going to be talking with Peter Gazzara. He's an author of Fitness Revolution. He's going to be with us on the 29th. So we're going to learn how to lose weight with not all that extra effort. You know, he says it's really easy to do. So I'm always looking for a weight loss exercise kind of thing because I like to maintain and I get bored with exercise routines. So I want to talk with Pete. So he'll be with us on the 29th. Also on the 22nd, Dr. Christine Werner is going to be with us again. She's got some new things to chat about on how to help us all protect ourselves from cancer. And, of course, Dr. Carly will be with us on the 15th. Now, don't forget this week, absolutely, on the 3rd of this month, John Monroe is coming back. He's our vision expert on how to naturally correct vision problems, and he'll be joining us this Thursday. So I hope you can tune in for that. And let's see, we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that wonderful stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for them everywhere, no matter where they are. On the mainland, on the homeland, on islands, in Europe, wherever they are on this globe, we are asking God's hand of protection be upon our righteous men and women in uniform. And we're also, while we're seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, we're asking for protection for all of America because we need the holy God of Israel's help in keeping America healthy and safe, and we need help with that. So mind the time, folks. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, going up to FDA secretly over the holidays, guess what they did? They legalized genetically modified salmon. So next time you're out and feel like a little bit of the pink salmon fish, you may want to ask the waiter, hey, is it wild caught or is it genetically modified on an herb farm or on a fish farm? They may not know the answer to that, actually, but Food and Drug Administration granted permission to a firm to allow them to produce genetically modified salmon. Yes, the FDA officials said they couldn't find a single valid scientific reason why it shouldn't happen. You know, let's get some genetically Atlantic modified salmon in here, which is, you know, engineered using extra genes from two fish species, the Pacific Chinook salmon, and of course this eel-like species called the ocean pout. Now opponents disagree with this whole mess. They say that GM salmon is a frankenfish, okay, and they warned that modified species could at some point escape the fish farms, get into the wild, and interbreed with the wild fish, threatening and undermining the genetics of a certain species, especially any endangered Atlantic salmon. You know, England's all up in arms about this because they don't want genetic fish, you know, and, if, you know, of course, you know, fish, they swim, you know. Anyways, moving along in the quack report, we're into this weight loss season. You know, people want to lose weight, and one way to do that is to unclog your liver. Yeah, did you know that if you do a liver cleanse, you'll help dissolve belly fat? Right. After all the holiday overindulgence and the stress and the sugar, it's time to clean up the diet and detox the body. Cleansing your liver should be a top priority. And when this organ is working properly, unwanted body fat disappears. That's right. Especially around the abdomen. So slimming down, boosting your health, that's the ticket for the new year. A third of Americans suffer from what is called fatty liver disease, obesity, diabetes, and it accelerates our aging and opens up, you know, risk to heart disease and all kinds of associated health problems when your liver is stressed and not functioning at its full peak. So the liver can become clogged with excess fat and toxins, and it begins to store fat within itself and around your middle region, your abdomen. And the metabolism is severely affected when your liver is weak like this, and other organs are also stressed, like your pancreas and your gallbladder. So you want to make sure your metabolism is in working and not slowing down either, and you want to keep the immune system working, and you don't want to trigger any further weight gain. So milk thistle and dandelion are excellent choices for helping the liver. And by the way, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are coming out within a few weeks. The dandelion root tincture, it's a brand new formula they're adding to their product line, so you can get that in just a few short weeks here at the powerherbs.com website, so keep looking for that. You may even see it up there within the next few days because you can pre-order that product, I believe. So check it out by this weekend. And last but not least in the Quack Report, guess what happened in Indiana? Goshen, Indiana Hospital. The hospital there is firing workers because they're refusing to roll up their sleeve and get injected with the flu vaccine. Oh, yeah. Northern Indiana Hospital has fired 8 employees who refused to get the flu shot, according to hospital representatives. They say they need to protect their patients from potentially deadly illnesses, so they want to make sure everybody gets the vaccine. Lord. Hospital officials told its staff in September the flu shots were no longer optional for staff, physicians, volunteers, and even vendors who deliver to the hospital. Goodness. Hospital spokeswoman Melanie McDonald, she says the new requirements came as a recommendation from the CDC, the American Medical Association, and she says other health agencies, probably the World Health Organization. Okay, so McDonald says flu has the highest death rate of any vaccine-preventable disease, right? Okay. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about this disease swap for a little bit here. This is the new year, and so we're going to take a look back. Yeah, let's go back to the 1900s. Let's go way back. And we're going to check it out because I have this question. Let me ask the question. Are we healthier than our ancestors? You know, from the standpoint that we're living longer, you know, most people might agree that we are healthier. However, you know, did you check your Bible lately? Our ancestors over 2,000 years ago, they lived much longer than modern man is living today. So let's check the vital stats. The vital statistics show us a whole bunch of stuff, and we're going to see where we actually fall, where we stand health-wise in modern society. And you might be surprised, which we are going to find out. Let's talk about these vital statistics. The rates from the United States, years from 1900 to 1960 is what we're going to look at. And it's going to give us a pretty good snapshot on how humanity is doing in modern times with regards to disease control. Now, Dr. Robert Grove and Alice Hetzel, they published in 1968 some interesting data for the U.S. Department of Health and Education and Welfare, also known as the Public Health Service. Now, their publication number is 1677. Now, on page 79, we find that in the early 1900s, the primary health concern was pneumonia and flu. Back then, 200 people out of 200 people out of 100,000 were seriously struck with respiratory diseases. So tuberculosis was close behind in second place. But by 1940, heart disease replaced those respiratory diseases. And 300 people out of every 100,000 were sick with cardiovascular distress. And cancer was picking up steam. And by the time 1960 arrived, heart disease affects over 350 people out of 100,000 in North America. And cancer is close behind, followed by nervous system diseases. So there's some graphs there of death rates, 1940, 1960. You go to the NBER.org, Vital Statistics Historical Rates. If you're looking for a link to all this data, hey, you need to sign up for the American Survival and Health Quest newsletters because a lot of this information gets sent out and you get a sneak peek of what's going on. You go to thepowerherbs.com to do that, by the way. Okay, so getting back to our disease swap. Now, the tuberculosis vaccine, guys, get this, arrived in 1921. Yeah, that's when the tuberculosis vaccine originally debuted. And our government's vital statistics actually show that over 20 years before the vaccine debuted, the disease was declining. Okay. Now, the same is evident with diphtheria. And measles was nearly eradicated before the measles vaccine came out in 1963. So diabetes took a steady climb since 1900. And about and how about that flu vaccine that, you know, doctors push every year? Well, influenza was also on a significant decline prior to the first flu vaccine in 1945. So what does that tell you? Well, we're going to get to that. Let's talk about centuries of disease, because that's what we're looking at in a snapshot. In the 20th century, scientific medicine developed 23 different vaccines, with the majority for bacterial infections. And in the 21st century, scientific medicine has been adding to this list of vaccines. They've been adding virus vaccines. So most of them were bacterial vaccines, but now we got the virus vaccines coming in. Now, have you checked the childhood vaccine schedule medicine is recommending for kids birth to 6 years of age? Have you seen that? Well, you'll be stunned that kids are getting 31 vaccinations by the time they are six. 31. Now, if you want to check the global vaccination schedule by country, you can see it at the Wikipedia.org vaccination schedule by country website. Now, in the 19th century, there were no compulsory vaccinations whatsoever, but if there had been, there was only five vaccines available at the time. By the 1930s, there were 11 added to that, and by 1960s, there was an additional 16 added to that. So a whopping 14 new vaccines have been developed since the 1960s. So, you know, how can a generation live long and healthy lives with all this disease being injected directly into the bloodstream? So the problem is we are not living longer, healthier lives, and the U.S. Vital Statistics is proving it. Modern conveniences have taken some of the physical strain off the human body, but we are undermining our own immunity and what modern medicine calls disease prevention. So we're undermining your natural defenses with all this, you know, disease being, vaccinations being pumped into you. So without healthy immune systems, guess what? Our bodies suffer, and we die at much earlier stages. Now, prior to vaccinations, the disease was being eradicated through our natural immune system response. All these diseases were on the decline. Now, with each generation, the immunity was being built when we didn't have vaccines. Then along comes vaccines, and we have no natural resistance. Our bodies, you know, our body, our immune system thinks that those deadly pathogens that we got through the vaccine are allowed to pass by the immune defenses because that's how they got there in the first place. They bypassed all those natural defenses, so by the time it's in the bloodstream, the body says, oh, well, it's supposed to be there. So your immune system, though, hasn't had the opportunity to code an antiviral or an antibacterial antibody for the disease that is in the vaccine. So this is why a lot of people who get the flu shot often get the flu. So there are plenty of medical experts, though, who admit that vaccines offer no immunity defense whatsoever. And you can read a lot about that on sciencebasedmedicine.org and type in vaccines, and there'll be a list of articles there with a lot of people giving their input, especially medical doctors. Let me read you one. Andrew Weil, he's pretty famous. You've seen his books. He says this: scientific medicine has taken credit it does not deserve for some advances in health. Most people believe that victory over the infectious diseases of the last century came with the invention of immunizations. In fact, cholera, typhoid, tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough, etc., were on the decline before the vaccines became available. The result of better methods of sanitation, sewage disposal, distribution of food and water are the ones that have empowered us to overcome these diseases, according to Andrew Weil. And also another quote by Dr. Bill Mayer, he says this, the mythology surrounding vaccines is still pervasive. The majority of the population still believes in faith-like fashion that vaccines are the first line of defense against disease. The true story is that nutrition and psychological and emotional health are your first line of defense against disease, end of quote. And I agree with that. Yep. You have natural defenses, your emotional health, your physical health, your immune system, strength, all have a lot to do. And, you know, if you're eating well, the enzyme nutrition you're putting in the body, all are your first lines of defense. Well, there is nothing natural about injecting the bloodstream with chemical preservatives and disease to protect your health. There's nothing natural about that. The person who came up with that idea, you know, he was sniffing too much glue. So use your common sense when it comes to your immunity and work with your immune system and not against it. So you can rebuild a weak immune system with good nutrition and some powerful medicinal herbs. And right now, we got about 95% of the public school children in the U.S. have some or all of the vaccinations on the chart. Annually, about 70% of the U.S. population goes out and gets that flu vaccine. And don't forget, you got to layer in the overuse of antibiotics causing drug-resistant strains, and you see that there is a whole lot of immune system building that has to be done because antibiotics and vaccines suppress your natural immune response. Kind of put it in the wheelchair. Sit it on the sidelines. Can't play in the game. Yeah. You do that for years and generations and see if an immune system can get up and run a marathon for you. No. So, you know, but it's not impossible to rebuild and strengthen an immune system. So it can be done. Human body is very responsive to using building blocks of nutrition, and you can reverse any disease if you want to. You just don't want to let it go too long, and the body gets so weak it can't rebound. You got to use common sense. And yes, low immunity is a disease, folks, and it's been created by the scientific medical establishment. Yes, it has. So let's talk about your choices, because, you know, right now, Americans, more than any other country, have more choices when it comes to natural medicines. Exercise your right to have a strong immune system, and you can start right now. You can start today. What a great time to start. The new year, make it, I guess, your resolution to have a strong immune system. Now, you know what? It may take you longer in the beginning to fight infections, but each time you use nutrition and medicinal plants to combat infection, your immune system gets stronger, and it shortens the duration of your illness until your immunity is so strong that you rarely get sick. So to get started on your immune system building, you know what? You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs toll free to order or request their free product catalog that's full of immune system building formulas. Their toll free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial this number, 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Or you could simply go to their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. And you know what? Check out their cold and flu package and their pandemic kit, which you can use for any cold or flu, which is awesome. And, you know, this is where your healthcare options just became endless. It's education, your education of yourself, getting the proper tools, learning how to use them, and powering up that immune system, making it tenfold stronger than what the average person has. And guess what? Now through the 4th of January, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are offering free ground ship in the continental United States on your herb order. So you can take advantage of that. And that is through Friday this week. So check it out. Also, if you want to learn more, get more empowerment, more education, check out their Power Herbs PDF book. It's sent to you through your email, and it has a lot of herb secrets, herb symptom reference guide, tips on cleansing your organs, even how to make your own herbal tinctures if you want to learn. And that is the Power Herbs book. It is a PDF book, and it is sent to you in your email, and it's just $14.99. So make the new year really bright educate yourself and power up that immune system, you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. And definitely do that at your earliest convenience. And if you want to check out the website in the next few days, looking for that dandelion root tincture, brand new, I'm sure that product's going to be up before the weekend, and you can pre-order that. Great, great root, excellent Canadian study has just been blown away with the power of dandelion root at killing cancer cells, leukemia cells, all kind of cancer cells they tested it against. So you can layer that in, protect your liver from cancer, protect your other organs from cancer, just protect your bloodstream from cancer. It's the whole shebang. And you can layer that formula in with your cleansing. So it's awesome to have that. Okay, well, you know, coming up, don't forget, we're going to come up to a break here in just a few minutes, but don't forget, John Monroe is going to be with us on Thursday. He's our vision expert from Dr. Banker's Group. He's going to be checking in on me to see how I'm doing. I'm using the kit that his establishment sends out for improving vision. I'm layering it with the herbal eyewash that we have at Apothecary Herbs. And so he's going to check in and see how I'm doing on my nearsightedness, reversing nearsightedness, folks. Yeah, it can be done. And also, Dr. Carly's going to be with us on the 15th, and we've got a full month of guests to empower you. Christine Horner on the 22nd, new cancer information, how to reduce that. Of course, we got dandelion root, right? And then, of course, Pete Cerqueres, author of Fitness Revolution, he's going to be with us on the 29th. So got lots to talk about. And then, oh, I almost forgot. On the 31st, we're going to have two doctors, Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman. They are authors of a brand new book on stress and how we can avoid a lot of stress in the new year. So we got tons of stuff to talk about coming up on this show, and I hope you come back and tune in. And also sign up for the free online newsletters at thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. Yeah, the good vibrations. It's a new year. Let's think positive. I know some people out there are kind of scared to death of what's going to happen because of what's going on in Washington, D.C. I understand. I hear you. And, you know, let's just talk about being scared to death for just a few minutes, you know, because most of us have heard the saying, you know, scared to death. You know, and I thought it was pretty much a figure speech, you know, growing up. But is it? You know, ABC's Good Morning America, they did a whole story on being scared to death. Could it really happen? And you know what? They found that it is more fact than fiction. Now, what medical professionals have said is that it is possible to die from intense fear, according to Dr. Martin Samuels of Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston. And Dr. Barbara Houck of the Houck Institute in Springfield, Missouri, says that it's also possible to die from intense shock. So she recounts a very old story where a father did not approve of his daughter's fiancé and shot him dead. And when the father told the daughter that he has killed her fiancé, the daughter looks at her father and drops dead right away. Interesting, isn't it? There is no telling how many people were scared to death, in September and, 9/11. A lot of people scared to death on that. Let's talk about sudden death, because most of us think of sudden death, by a car accident, a heart attack, a stroke, an aneurysm, but not from someone saying boo, essentially. There are many scary movies and wicked amusement park rides that, than ever before on a planet, which, now come with warnings. If you have a weak heart, back problems, don't get on the ride. According to Dr. Houck, the heart has a lot to do with being scared to death. Dr. Samuels has studied cases of children with no history of heart disease that have died by getting on these amusement park rides and becoming so scared that they pass away. Now, I personally refuse to get on most of those rides, especially the roller coaster. They stress me out. Not going to do that. I don't even like those spinning teacups at Disney World. Can't handle it. What Dr. Samuels sees in the reports is that scared to death is a heart attack, but not the kind of heart attack that we're used to hearing about. Well, do you remember in the 20th century, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, he wrote the Sherlock Holmes mystery books, and he wrote a story called The Hound of the Baskervilles. Remember that? This was some really scary stuff during the turn of the century. And you may remember the story of a man called Charles Baskerville who appeared to have a heart attack supposedly caused by the fear of a ghostly dog haunting the area, the moors, creepy, foggy moors that they have there in England. As a kid, that was kind of creepy to me, Baskerville had a heart condition, and he was under a lot of stress. So the guy was totally freaked out about seeing this ghost of a dog. And there is even this term called Baskerville effect, which means dying of a heart attack brought on by intense psychological stress. About 100 years after this Sherlock Holmes story was published, an investigation was launched to see if there was any real-life instances that may have prompted this author to write this piece. Researchers examined death certificates of the period to see if fear brought on any death, and if people of certain cultures had any superstitions that could, modify their behavior out of fear. And what might a real in-your-face threat do? So the researchers found that Chinese and Japanese, they tend to be culturally nervous about the number four. They won't travel on the fourth day of the month, and they won't stay on the fourth floor of a hotel. And they wanted to see if there was any cardiac-related deaths on that day caused by stress. So they went back 25 years, and they looked at over 200 death certificates. That was pretty much the control group. And, 47 million white people, too, was the control group. And they found statistically that the mortality rate of cardiac death for Chinese and Japanese people is higher on the fourth day of the month by 13%. Crazy. Now, Meg Cabot, she says this, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. This is true. Wasn't it John Wayne that said, if you're not scared, it's not courage, right? Something like that. Well, let's talk about this chemical heart attack that happens out of fear, because our emotions are transferred chemically in our system. There is a sudden chain of events that takes place in our brain when we become severely scared or shocked. Okay, have you ever had a nightmare, and you wake up from the nightmare and you feel like you're ice cold or your blood feels like it's ice water? It's that kind of creepy chemical feeling. That's what we're talking about. Your brain is minding its own business one minute and then shutting down serotonin chemicals the next, okay? This kind of internal trauma can cause chemical changes, which first occur in the fight or flight area of your brain, and then they're sent out to your heart. So this happens exceedingly fast, in a flash. And the human heart and lungs need serotonin to manage the 10th nerve center of the heart and lungs for them to work. And when we are scared or shocked, it can be like our body got a colossal dose of speed. And lickety-split, we could be dead. So many think that this is what happened to former Enron chief Kenneth Lay, who suddenly died July 2006 while in court waiting for sentencing on his conspiracy and fraud charges. Now, if you were 60 years old and going to jail for the rest of your life with no escape, the stress may be just enough to kill you too. Now, it could have been a heart attack, but then again, you know. Mark Twain said this, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Right. You can still be scared and be courageous. This is true. Well, let's talk about this adrenaline rush for a minute, because death by fear is not even close to the thrill adrenaline junkies like to get when they skydive or bungee jump or seek some other form of danger. Although most of us have experienced an adrenaline rush, such as avoiding a serious car accident by a hair. Remember how you felt when you avoided a wreck and your heart's pumping really fast? And you get that adrenaline rush. Now, the adrenaline makes your reflexes faster. Your pupils are going to dilate, and your heart feels the effects of the chemicals sent through the nervous system. And afterward, all these chemicals that made you feel superhuman and quite emotional go back into the bloodstream, and the system then recovers. But what happens if you are being stalked or have been for some time? And you've complained to the police, but there is no significant evidence, so there's little that law enforcement will do for you. So you buy new locks for your doors, you avoid parking decks, you carry pepper spray, or maybe even a handgun to hopefully level the playing field should you find yourself in an uncomfortable and unfortunate situation where you feel there is no escape. Now, in situations where you're the underdog, a jolt of brain chemicals can damage the heart and lungs, and you could escape. Unfortunately, it's through death. Well, Robert Frost often said, freedom lies in being bold, right? So physicians look at the science only in situations like this. They believe that because humans were made with this chemical cyanide feature, that we're all at risk. But according to doctors, if the situation is right, the stress is extreme enough, we don't need a suicide bomber because we have it already built in. And you know what I say to that? Nonsense. You know, God decides when to call us home. And it's an interesting thing. The doctors say the hypertension drugs known as ACE inhibitors may offer some protection from our built-in bomb by blocking the depression of serotonin in the brain, and then the brain is able to reuptake serotonin, preventing strong signals to that 10th nerve center. However, the side effects of ACE inhibitors may negate this protection from death by fright, because patients on this drug report dizziness and fainting and headache, pulmonary problems, hives, arrhythmia, kidney problems, potassium level problems, which, you know, makes you faint, coughing, swelling of the lips, tongue, and throat, and low blood pressure. So, you know, which is better? Well, let's talk about some solutions, because we live in some interesting and stressful times. I'll give you that. However, you know, I wouldn't be overly concerned with my brain freaking out and nixing my heart. Okay, my insurance against these types of situations would not be pharmaceutical. Okay, what you can do is strengthen yourself to handle stress much better and strengthen the cardiovascular system, protect the heart muscle, and you can strengthen the nerves with some natural vitamin B, not synthetic forms, but natural forms. Now, if you'd like a list of foods that contain natural vitamin Bs to strengthen the nervous system, you can request that free list from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send it to you free of charge, and you can give them a call on the toll-free number or email them off their website at thepowerherbs.com. Toll-free number is 866 3663. Or if you need some help getting some organic B vitamins, and you like using herbs, it calms the central nervous system. You have less nervousness, less anxiety, less panic attacks or depression. They have herbs for that too. Okay, there's the emotional stress formula that has the vitamin nutrition plus it calms the nervous system. If you just need a calming effect without sedation, look at the valerian root. And if you need help sleeping, look at the relaxation formula. So you've got choices there. And of course, if you need to strengthen that cardiovascular system, there's many herbs for that as well. Their heart and cholesterol blood pressure formula, their hawthorn berries formula, their circulation formula, there's choices there. And it's all organic, all certified organic, all cold pressed naturally aged products, which have a lot of potency in them. So when you naturally age and cold press your herbs, you protect that potency. So give them a call at the toll-free number at 866-229-3663, or you can request information off their website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so we're going to talk about a little bit of the weight loss issue because we got a few minutes here, and we've got 45 million Americans that on diets every year. Every year, 45 million. The medical community, the insurance companies, the state employers, the government, hey, they're putting more pressure on everybody that's considered overweight. They want you to lose weight. So it's kind of ironic that the very industries that abhor obesity are the very ones, dining on those who need to lose weight. It's an interesting oxymoron. More people then we want to think about are paying their doctor to help them to lose weight, or their insurance company is charging them higher premiums. Their employer is paying less towards their health care benefits, or the government's telling them what kind of health care they're going to be eligible for because of their weight index. Interesting. More of that's coming. More laws, more regulations, more stress. So let's see if we can't sidestep that. There are some weight trends. No one maintains the same weight throughout their life. That is a fact. No one. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Center for Health Statistics, and the Division of Health Examination Statistics are telling all of us, especially African Americans, that we are beyond just being fat. It's kind of insulting. But for a while, Americans have seen their average weight index climb to the point that 66% of the entire U.S. population is clinically overweight or even obese. So the African-American community is being especially hard hit, with government claiming that 60% are overweight and obese. Reports are suggesting that 60% of the African-American men and 78% of the African-American women are overweight, with nearly 29% of the men and 51% of the women ranking as clinically obese. So truth be known, though, white people are not faring much better, okay? So let's talk about the problem. Problems, Americans have a high weight index. They aren't making the right choices in their food groups or their beverages that they're consuming. There are cases where disease and medications are, going to contribute to weight gain as well. However, majority is of the unhealthy weight is really due to our lifestyle, the foods we're eating with empty calories, lots of sugar and fats. So retaining a healthy diet, eating correctly, is going to require, a little education, a little change, a little due diligence. And don't call it a diet. Call it a lifestyle, because the diet sounds so temporary, Let's go with a lifestyle change. So your life's going to depend on you changing your mindset, because weight can be a contributing factor to problems like cancer and high blood pressure, or stroke, heart attack, also pulmonary distress, and even psychological conditions, because it does have an emotional effect when you're overweight, and clothes don't fit right, and so forth and so on. So you need to be healthier. So lifestyle change is on the way for this new year. And, food is going to be your medicine. You've heard that. Yep. Food is your body's medicine. And with that in mind, how you medicate your body is going to change. If you consume a large amount of soda and fast foods, which, you know, you're probably you're consuming about 500 calories per meal, you know, or more. Some of those fast food combos are 1,000 or more calories per meal. The average adult should actually consume 1,500 calories a day, which is, you know, 500 calories for the three meals. Okay, so, you know, if you add the soda, kind of eats up a little bit, it pumps up those numbers. Your entire calorie allowance in one meal could be eaten up by your soda beverage. By the way, the soda has nearly the same amount of calories as a Big Mac. Did you know that? Yeah. So if you drink, let's say, 8-ounce can of soda at home, it contains about a third cup of sugar. If you want, if you went to your doctor and instead of a prescription for a drug, your doctor wrote down, take a third cup of sugar and 8 ounces of water 3 times a day, would you do that? No. You'd say, excuse me, doctor, what are you saying? Well, that's what you're doing when you drink a soda with your meals. So, and the diet soda is not any better. Actually, they're worse because of the, you know, the artificial sweeteners can cause all kinds of problems. So just say no to soda, all kinds of soda. Drink more filtered water, herb teas, juice. And, of course, if you're diabetic, then you want to watch the sugars in the juices. You want to cut those juices with a little bit more water. Water it down a little bit. And, you know, empty calories, you know, cost you a lot of money in your budget. They do, if you think about it. If you're going to have empty calories that add to the fat index, it's going to cost you higher insurance premiums, whether it's medical or health or life insurance. It's going to cost you more in clothing because you're, you know, gaining weight. You got to get new clothes. It's costing you down the road. You know, how many years of life are you losing because it's taxing the heart and the cardiovascular system with the extra weight you're carrying. So it is costly. Drinking soda is very costly. So let's look at what the experts recommend. They say prepare your foods at home instead of eating out if you want to lose weight and change your lifestyle. Learn about the foods that you're consuming, you know, feel them, the texture, the colors, the aromas while they're being prepared. It's easier to watch calories when you do that rather than, you know, pulling up to the drive-through window. It really is. Also, if you're going to eat out, there's lots of places that will, you know, adjust meals to suit your calorie intake. So ask for that. A lot of times if I'm eating out, you know, I absolutely can't have any dairy. So I'll tell them to take all the dairy off. No cheese, no sauces, you know, that kind of thing. You know, salads even, condiments are fine. Just, you know, no cheese on there. And they're willing to do that. So, and also if there's too many temptations when you eat out, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, there's all these, you know, haven't you noticed on the table there's this card of all the desserts or the mixed drinks, you know, the alcohol, there's another calorie, endorser there is all the alcohol. So a lot of temptations when you eat out. So stay home for a while. Make your own food. It's going to be organic. It's going to be healthier. It's going to be low calorie. But it's not going to be low protein. It's going to have the enzymes the body needs, and it's going to be just what the body needs to run, but also more importantly, to dump more fat. Because you're going to have healthy fat in this new lifestyle. Okay, healthy fat helps the body dump the unwanted fat. So your omega-3 fatty acids are the ones you want to look for. Those are going to be excellent and essential for you. So when you prepare your meals, use less fat, and instead of animal grease or butter, use your olive oil, omega-3 fatty acids there. If you usually fry your foods, try sautéing or stir-frying instead. Broiling is another option, baking, of course. And you can keep things moist and flavorful when you add organic chicken or beef broth to things. On a baked potato, for instance, instead of a lot of butter, you can use olive oil and balsamic vinegar and a little Celtic sea salt. Any of the salad dressings that are vinegar and oil-based are excellent. Vinaigrettes are excellent for adding flavor to the baked potato without adding a bunch of calories. Also, get creative with your spices. You can add extra flavor to your veggies and anything that you think tastes too bland. Taste food before you add any extra salt or butter, and you know, delete your sour cream sauces and your dips. Try using salsa instead as an alternative. It's less calories. Also, for dessert, you know, eat fruit like your berries, pears, cherries, or grapes. My mom used to make this great apple salad, and all it was very simple, is she'd get some organic apples and she'd leave the peel on, makes it look very colorful, and she would quarter and cut up the apple, and then she'd mix in raisins or maybe dried cranberries, walnuts, celery, and a little bit of organic mayonnaise. I don't like the mayonnaise on the market today. In most of the stores, it's full of crap. Excuse me, but it is. So try to find a good mayonnaise. You can find it at your health food store. And then refrigerate the apple salad, and you bring it out. Most people think it's dessert because it tastes so great. So there's ways around the dessert, and you get the raw vegetables, the fiber, the added enzymes. Add a splash of lemon juice if you want, some Italian herbs, and more importantly, you're going to lose weight, but you're going to lose weight at the right amount, the right pace for you to be healthy. And don't forget, you know, get out and walk, exercise, burn more than you take in if your desire is to slim down. And, you know, weight loss is a gradual thing. It's not overnight. Don't go too fast, and you'll be healthier for it. And, of course, we're going to cover more about this towards the end of the month when we are going to be interviewing the author. He's got a couple of books out. He's got one for women called High Intensity Fitness Revolution for Women, Pete Sequeira, and then he's got one for the guys, which is the High Intensity Fitness Revolution for Men, where you can make an impact on changing the way your body looks and feels and your health impacted for the positive, with not a whole lot of sweat equity, if you know what I mean. So we're going to talk with him on the 29th, so I hope you can be back here with us, and we're going to empower you to look good, feel good in 2013, empower that immune system. We got to go, folks, but we'll be back on the 3rd with John Monroe, our vision expert. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.